Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford Blood Center. Stanford Blood Center is a proud supporter of KQED and encourages you to support local patients by donating blood. Learn more at bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Rain is expected to continue today in Southern California. Over the weekend, Los Angeles and San Diego saw record rainfall, which wreaked a lot of havoc. It caused a bridge to collapse just east of Coachella Valley, and that knocked out the I-10, or the main corridor between Phoenix and Southern California. The rain also suspended home games for the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It was the first time since 1995 that the Angels were rained out of a home game. Californians who receive in-home care from people outside the family are more than twice as likely to see a switch in caregivers. That's one of the findings of a new study out of UC San Francisco. The California Report's health reporter April Dymbosky explains.
Personal care assistants who help the elderly and disabled eat, bathe, and dress typically work long hours for low pay. National turnover rates are 25%. In California, Black, Asian, and Hispanic elders who receive care from people other than family members are especially vulnerable to turnover. Researchers at UCSF say this is likely because of language and cultural barriers or discrimination. They say some workers are reluctant to go to non-white neighborhoods that they perceive as unsafe. The study comes at a time when state lawmakers are negotiating over how to continue funding in-home support services for the long term. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
It's been nearly 10 years since California embarked on an ambitious program to attack climate change. The jury is still out on how effective that law, known as AB 32, has been, or what impact it's had on the state's economy. But it's coming under scrutiny as California lawmakers return to Sacramento next month to debate an even more aggressive set of rules to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Reporter Pauline Bartoloni in Sacramento takes a look at California's closely watched climate strategy, where it's been, and where it appears to be going.
Almost a decade ago, the world took notice when Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed the bill that committed California to the path of reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2020.
We will create a whole new industry that will pump up our economy, a clean tech industry that creates jobs, sparks new cutting-edge technology, and is a model for the rest of the nation and the rest of the world.
That's sort of the middle of the story.
State Senator Fran Pavley was the brain behind the bill that put California's economy under a carbon emissions cap. The policy built on a clean car law, renewable power, and building efficiency rules. And it produced the nation's first cap-and-trade program involving most major polluters. The Global Warming Solutions Act was a sweeping approach to cut 15% off projected levels.
This was somewhat a leap of faith that we could set target emissions, and would a cap on emissions indeed send that market signal that we had hoped for?
The state says it's difficult to assess how the law has affected California's economy. There's little evidence the policy has been a job killer. As of a couple of years ago, emissions were 6% above what they need to be in 2020. But there's widespread confidence the state will get there. More renewable energy is pulsing through power lines, and cars are running cleaner. And now, people are starting to see new opportunities to reduce emissions.
Hello, right here is fine. Put it on park, please. We have a parking brake for a safety thing.
Hundreds of car owners turned out for the smog repair event in Stockton on a recent summer weekend. Mary Serrano, who rolled in with her 20-year-old Toyota Camry, was invited to test drive a brand new electric vehicle.
You're like, I'm going out of space!
Serrano could get a sizable subsidy to buy this green vehicle.
So we'll follow the cones around this bend here.
Okay. Money from the cap and trade program, essentially carbon pollution fees paid by industry, is creating thousands more dollars in rebates for low-income people who retire polluting vehicles and buy cleaner cars. Lawmakers hope to put 1 million more low-emission vehicles on the road in the coming years.
This is the future of tomorrow, or now, rather.
Yeah.
Now, California policymakers are reshaping that future again. The governor proposes to double energy efficiency in buildings, dramatically increase the use of renewable energy, and cut vehicles' use of petroleum in half, all in the next 15 years. Lawmakers are carrying a package of supporting bills, but
reducing our emissions isn't going to substantially change the picture.
Energy economist Severin Bornstein says the state may be too focused on goals. He's with the UC Berkeley School of Business. He says California generates only about 1% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions.
What we have to do is figure out the technologies that the developing world would adopt to reduce their emissions. Because if you look forward over the next 20 years, the great share of emissions is going to be coming out of China and India and the developing world.
Bornstein says the new proposal to cut petroleum use in vehicles by half will be really tough. But others say if California proves that it can attract clean investment, its policies could have a spillover effect.
Goals give some certainty about the overall trajectory.
Janet Peace is an analyst with the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Climate and Energy Solutions.
So you want to send a signal to investors that, you know, clean tech, low-carbon technology is going to be really valuable in the future. And that's important today, not just 20 years from now.
Back in Stockton, Mary Serrano says it could be years before she buys an electric car. But just weeks from now, lawmakers may commit California to much steeper cuts in carbon emissions. For the California Report, I'm Pauline Bartolone in Sacramento.
That story was produced in collaboration with CalMatters, a nonprofit journalism venture reporting on California policy and politics. And that's a California Report for Monday, July 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Stanford Medicine Pediatric Specialists are at 45 locations throughout Northern California. More at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.